Smile FM playing Cape Town's widest variety of music from the 80s to now. Now, we have the bearded wonder in studio, Mr. Tienus Jansen van Rensburg from Bandwidth Blog, which means it's time for Tech Talk with Tienus. Insert theme music here.
We should really get to that.
We should get a theme song, right? Something. So, Tienus, fill us in. What are we chatting about today?
Well, there's a new iPhone that is kind of outside of their normal launch schedule.
It's the 16 what? E? It's
the 16E, yes.
E?
So, do you remember the previous kind of quote-unquote cheap iPhone was the iPhone SE?
Yes.
Which back then stood for Special Edition.
Right.
But it was always like the trimmed down. Effectively, they had a bin full of old parts and they just threw all of that together and made a cheaper iPhone.
iPhone Lite.
Exactly. And the original SE was modeled on the old iPhone C models, which was also kind of a plasticky, cheaper version. So the new 16E has dropped the SE name because it's actually not as cheap as it used to be. So, for example, in South Africa, I mean, you could buy the previous iPhone SE for about 12,000 Rand.
Right.
The iPhone 16E is 16,000 Rand.
Okay.
So it is a bit more expensive, but I think for good reason. So they've completely modernized the design. It actually looks like a modern iPhone now. It doesn't have the button anymore. So they finally completely dropped the button from all of their models. Yeah. And it also now uses Face ID, which the SE didn't. It only had Touch ID.
Right.
And the screen is kind of the modernized one with the cutout at the top, essentially just bring it in line with the modern iPhone range. At the back, you still only have one camera. So this is kind of where the cost cut still happens is on the camera side, but I'm sure that one camera is going to be pretty decent in most scenarios. So I don't think a lot of people are really going to care about that. I think what they will care about is the fact that it is a cheaper iPhone and the internals are completely modern, updated. It's got the latest A18 chip that now has USB-C as well, so no lightning port. Even comes with Apple Intelligence, their AI software suite as well. So
it has now
pretty
launched?
It has launched now,
okay,
yes.
Yeah, it's
available for pre-order. It'll be on the shelves very, very soon. But it's interesting to see their shift in strategy from having a really cheap iPhone to kind of a mid to high range level that's still below the iPhone 16 prices.
You know what's confusing about iPhones is that you can put a Carl Zeiss lens in an Android phone and you can have the best camera in the world with a million megapixels, but someone takes a picture on their old iPhone and somehow it just looks cool.
That's very much to do with their software integration, their hardware and software integration, because they build everything obviously from beginning to end. Their software is closed. You can't really do a lot with it as you can with Android, which means they can kind of hyper focus and make sure that the software is going to work as best as possible with the hardware.
Mm.
So pretty much all smartphone manufacturers these days use Sony camera lenses. Sony obviously don't make phones anymore. They couldn't sell any phones, but they still sell the sensors for the cameras for most phones. It's not that their hardware is better. It's just that Apple has kind of nailed down that integration with hardware and software to give you the best possible experience. So it's a very exciting time for iPhone users, especially, you know, if your phone is 3, 4, 5 years old and you don't have a lot of money to splash on the latest and greatest iPhone, maybe this is a good option. It's pretty decent all-rounder, modern design. The screen is updated and you're only slightly cutting on the camera side. So I think it might be a good deal for a lot of folks.
Yeah, I'm sure, in fact, I think a lot of people are probably going to jump at this because the next level up is probably a lot more pricey.
Yes, exactly. It jumps from around 16,000 for the 16E, and then it's 20,000 for the base model iPhone 16, and 26,000 for the base model 16 Pro.
On that note, I think we're going to let you go, Tienus. We're going to get back to the music right after these. If you want to find out more about what Tienus is up to, you can visit him at bandwidthblog.co.za.